The Gift of Friendship by Ryan Eisen, published on June 8, 2026. The Gift of Friendship. Cultivating gratitude for the relationships that shape our lives. Being from Indianapolis, Indiana, you might assume that the Indy 500 is one of my greatest passions and that I never miss a race. The truth is, that isn't the case. My relationship with the race is different. What makes Memorial Day weekend special to me has very little to do with the checkered flag, the month of May, or all the festivities surrounding it. Don't get me wrong, I love the excitement the race brings to our city. People travel from all over the world to witness the greatest spectacle in racing, and the traditions surrounding it are truly unique. But for me, Memorial Day weekend is ultimately about relationships. Nearly 27 years ago, my wife and I met a young couple through a Bible study, Joel and Cassandra. We were both in the same stage of life, growing our small families. That ordained connection has led to an almost three-decade friendship. Those initial years of developing our friendship were deeply impactful. We did life together, a lot of life. But change was around the corner. Joel and Cassandra eventually returned home to Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, where they built their career and raised their awesome kids. Yet every year since, they made the trip back to Indiana for the Indy 500, and every year they stay in our home. Over the years, we wondered if the dynamics would change. Would our children grow apart? Would they stop enjoying time together with us? But that never happened. Instead, the relationships deepened. What began as friendship has become like family. In recent years, we've traveled to celebrate graduations, weddings, and now the arrival of grandchildren. One of my favorite traditions at the end of each visit is gathering together in our living room to reflect on the weekend, thanking God for the gift of our friendship, and praising Him for His faithfulness throughout the past year. When relationships point us to Jesus, if you let them. Every good and perfect gift is from above. James 1:17. Relationships are one of God's greatest gifts. We are all created in His image, and each person reflects a unique aspect of His character. As we lean into relationships, we often experience more of who God is through the lives of others. And one of the most defining characteristics of God is unity. For roughly 72 hours each Memorial Day weekend, we get a small glimpse of that reality. Rather than taking this season of life for granted, we intentionally pause, celebrate, and thank God for the gift of friendship with our Canadian family. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. Psalm 133:1. Another characteristic of God, servanthood. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:45. Every meaningful relationship requires service. Friendships flourish when people put one another first. Families thrive when individuals sacrifice for the good of others. Communities become stronger when people choose contribution over convenience. Jesus modeled this perfectly. He didn't simply teach servanthood, He embodied it. Memorial Day weekend gives us a chance to celebrate many good gifts: family, friendship, traditions, and freedom. As you enjoy those gifts, remember the people who served, sacrificed, and invested in your life so that you could experience them. Gratitude has a way of turning ordinary moments into worship. God also uses relationships to spur us on to do good deeds. I recently had the privilege of spending 10 days in North Africa with a team of 12 college students. Together we built relationships, experienced another culture, and spent nearly every waking hour alongside one another. One of the highlights of the trip was taking time to encourage one another and thank God for the unique contribution each team member made. It felt like a gift from the Lord to see how each student's area of study and vocational calling could be used to make Jesus known in the workplace and around the world. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, Hebrews 10:24. The relationship that never leaves. As beautiful as human relationships can be, there is nothing that compares to the gift of relationship with the Holy Spirit. Human relationships, though gifts from God, come and go. People move away, seasons change, life shifts. But Jesus promised us an advocate who would never leave us. But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. John 14:26. The living Word of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit work together. The Spirit does not contradict Scripture or introduce a new message. Instead, He guides believers into a deeper understanding of Christ and helps us discern God's will as we study His Word. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. John 16:13. It's not the Word or the Spirit, it is both and. There is no greater relationship to invest in than your relationship with the One who knows all things. So I encourage you, get in the Word, study your Bible, pray without ceasing, worship with your life. God is all about relationships. Take a moment today to reflect on the relationships and gifts God has placed in your life. Pause long enough to recognize His goodness and express gratitude. The race will come and go, the traditions will continue. But the relationships God gives us, both with one another and with Him, are gifts worth celebrating.